Growth. We're investing in growth. We're investing in jobs. I mean, we are in a part of the world which is tagged in and tied in to the largest, fastest growing economies in the world. And we make this transition a success and we realise those opportunities going forward. So, yes, we're optimistic, but I don't think unrealistically so.
Yeah, Scott Morrison there. We're investing in growth. And the Reserve Bank also cut interest rates by 25 basis points at the same time. So is the economic plan working? Well, John Daly is CEO of economic think tank the Grattan Institute, and he spoke to Catherine Zengerer in the budget lockup.
It has some things in it that will definitely help. It's got some things around changes to corporate tax cuts, particularly for small and, more accurately, medium businesses, so businesses with turnover up to about $10 million. That will probably increase economic growth and hopefully increase economic growth by more than the company tax reduction. But the big question is whether it's on track is around the macro assumptions of the budget. And of course, we've had a somewhat unexpected spanner thrown in the works a week ago when the inflation rate turned out to be materially lower than we expected. We've had an interest rate cut by the Reserve Bank today that implies that they think that this much lower inflation rate is a real number. It's not just an aberration. It's a significant shift in the economy and may well be here to stay for quite some time. The implication of that is that nominal growth will be lower than we had expected, and therefore nominal wages, the actual dollars in your pocket, won't grow as fast as we might have expected. And that, of course, has a big impact on government income tax collections. It means there'll be much less bracket creep than was perhaps anticipated when this budget was framed.
So if this is a budget for jobs and growth, which is how it's being framed, how are those jobs going to be created?
Well, the theory is that those jobs are created by small and medium businesses paying a bit less tax, retaining more in their business, and then investing that money in growth. That's the theory. Now, of course, the reality is that many of them may just continue to take profits out of the business. I mean, people own businesses, they take a dividend from them, in which case the tax cut won't have much impact on tax collections, but also won't have much impact on growth. The other big tax change, of course, is to increase the taxable threshold from $80,000 to $87,000. That's the point at which you start to pay 39 cents tax in the dollar. That may have a bit of an impact on work incentives, but I suspect not that much. The big impact on work incentives tends to be for people who were otherwise working part-time.
Basically, the government's economic plan is to control spending. Scott Morrison says we're not a taxing and spending government, and to give those small business tax cuts to drive growth. But is that working if the Reserve Bank has had to step in here to cut interest rates to stimulate growth?
Obviously, the economy is what you get, and it's worth remembering the economy has all sorts of different components. So real GDP growth, so the value of what it is that we are producing, is actually going up at a reasonable pace, as the Treasurer points out, faster than most of the developed world. On the other hand, we are now getting inflation materially lower than we had expected. That might well flow through into economic growth. Certainly, the Reserve Bank wouldn't have cut otherwise. But it may well also flow through into the budgetary outcomes and therefore the budget deficit.
One of your big ticket items, of course, was negative gearing. And, of course, we haven't seen any action on that. The government says that they're not going to be the kind of government that taxes Australians because that will stop them investing. Is that a good enough answer on that issue?
Well, obviously, we don't think so. We think that an awful lot of that investment is not substantially increasing the productive resources of the economy. It's directed to people who would probably save anyway, but in the absence of negative gearing and capital gains tax, would probably invest it in places where it would make more of a difference to the economy. Indeed, that's the best argument against negative gearing and capital gains tax regimes at the moment, is that they encourage investment which is less productive rather than more productive. On the other hand, it's a budget that has made material changes to superannuation. Now, that's not going to change growth very much, but it is materially going to improve the equity of and targeting of superannuation. At the moment, a lot of the superannuation tax concessions go to people who are going to save for their own retirement anyway and who, frankly, don't need a lot of government help. As the Treasurer pointed out, the sum total of the tax changes that have been put in place will negatively affect the top 4% of income earners, but positively help 28% at the bottom.
But what the government's also said is that any revenue that they're raising by these kinds of measures is going to be directed into tax cuts. How is that going to impact on the bottom line here if they're saying that they're going to be tracking towards a $6 billion deficit in 2019-20?
Well, as always, the vast majority of budget repair is getting done by bracket creep. So taxes are in fact increasing materially over the 4 years of the forward estimates. And the thing that's doing most of the work, and this has been true of every budget for the last 8 years, has been as people earn a little bit more money in nominal terms, the effective tax rate, the average tax rate, goes up a little bit, and that feeds through to the bottom line. And it accumulates every year, so it adds up quite quickly. That's the thing that's doing most of the work in this budget, as always. And, of course, it's the tax increase you have that you don't really notice.
John Daly, CEO of the Grattan Institute, speaking to Catherine Zengerer from the Budget Lockup.